Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Steve Hunts. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Taylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Taylor moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Kaline moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Freehan throws to third, and they've got Williams trapped. The throw to Freehan, and Williams is tagged out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone throws the ball into Hunts, who tags Taylor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Morales moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Morales scores. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 0 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnstone throws the ball into Andrews, who tags Kaline trying to return to first, for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Freehan out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Kelly goes all the way around to score. Andrews moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone moves to third. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Carlos May pinch hits for Rich Morales. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to second. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone who is chasing the ball. Stanley reaches third base with a triple. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunts hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. John Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.